L. Fresh the Lion is back, returning with his most personal body of work to date, the reincarnated EP. We've been playing the title track from it here on 2SER, created with longtime collaborator Zig Parker. Oh, this is the jam. Don't need me to tell you about it. We have L. Fresh the Lion in the house right now to chat with us. Hey, how are you going?
I'm good, man. It's good to be back.
Wonderful to have you here in the studio. Wonderful to see you there with the new EP ready to drop. And, of course, you're going to be doing a big launch for this EP happening there at the Spiritual Home of the Campbelltown Arts Centre on the evening of December 12th.
Yeah, man, I'm looking forward to it. One night only to launch the EP. Makes sense to do it in Southwest Sydney at home.
Yeah, and you've been doing a lot of stuff there in the local area, haven't you?
Yeah, man, there's a lot going on. The Conscious Music Program's been killing it for the last couple of years.
Yeah.
It's been going good, and yeah, just been in and around Campbelltown trying to activate the space and do as much as I can out there because, yeah, I grew up in the area, I grew up in the Southwest, and there's a lot going on now and there's a lot of art coming into the space, a lot of music coming into the space, and just want to keep my finger on the pulse.
Well, that's been a big thing with your career really, isn't it? It's sort of like, obviously you make music, but there's so much that you do outside of that.
Yeah, so I mean, what I'm working on now with Campbelltown is a public art project to redevelop the train station with another artist from Western Sydney called Gillian K. Ruse, and that's part of what's called a revitalized project. But just to kind of bring more art into the world and put my fingerprints on things that I guess are special to me, and Campbelltown's one of them.
And I imagine that gives you the opportunity to highlight local artists as well.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, the stories and the place and local artists, it's all in the mix.
How did this most recent EP, Reincarnated, come about?
This actually started during the pandemic, during lockdowns, when I was kind of really just going back to the process of how I started making music, which is in my bedroom, you know, so
yeah.
Being forced to be in your bedroom at home, that's how this project started. And just started making songs with a friend of mine from New York named Ultimate. He produced the last track on the EP, No Lie. And that was one of the first songs that we created in that period, just through the internet and just conversations. And I guess at that same time, I guess during the pandemic, a lot was kind of going on for me personally. I was going through a lot of change and just dealing with a bunch of situations. And I guess most notably, I talk about it on the EP, like I lost my grandfather just during that kind of COVID period to COVID. And then not long after, a really good friend of mine and longtime collaborator, Michael McGlynn, passed away as well. And so for me, music really became, again, it's always been the way I express myself.
Yeah.
It's always been the way that I'm able to kind of process how I'm, what I'm going through, but even more so, you know, those two hit really hard. The loss of those two people in my life hit really hard. And this EP was just me finding myself again.
Right.
Just trying to process that grief and lean on community, lean on family. And just really valuing that, and you can hear that in the songs, just the way that I talk about, you know, what my family gives me, what my community gives me, what the area gives me.
That's really awesome. Well, I mean, it's nice that the community and family giving back to you, seeing as you're always out there giving so much to the community. It's so wonderful that you're getting to be able to do this, and the healing nature of this music.
Yeah, 100%. And the track Reincarnated that you spoke about, like, you hear about it in the third verse where I'm like, you know, I'm at that age where you get health conscious, you know. I'm getting older now. You know what I mean? I'm growing up in my 30s and whatnot. So it's like you definitely hear, like, I guess when things happen in your life, it forces you to reflect. It forces you to change and just think about the things that you appreciate and value. And, yeah, you can definitely hear that in the lyrics.
You look fit as a fiddle at the moment.
Oh, man, thank you, bro.
Don't you worry about it. And that's so great that you're doing all this stuff there for Southwest Sydney. It's sort of like you're the face of Southwest Sydney there with everything that you do.
Man, it's home. Yeah. Man, and so much of my music is inspired by home. And, yeah, I'm super excited to bring this show back to Campbelltown and Southwest Sydney. I think it's going to be really special. I'm trying to do something different with it. It's not going to be a show where it's just me performing and you come to watch. It's going to be a show where it's we really get to kind of converse and build and share together. I'm trying to recapture that kind of campfire, music around a campfire vibe.
Right.
And just create this kind of experience where we can just chill and have a good time. There's a dope lineup of local artists playing on the bill as well. Scythe, who's from Western Sydney, be performing. We've got DJ sets from AY and Mania or Mania as well.
Yeah.
And then, before that, Plant Based Eatery, do one of the best kind of vegan food trucks from Sydney, are going to be cooking up a feast beforehand. So, Yeah, it's going to be a vibe, man. Camelton Art Centre.
That's awesome. That's so great that you're able to use your position there to be able to shine a spotlight on the local artists. I'm assuming there's also outside of that, you're probably finding up-and-coming young producers and rappers and everything that you're able to work with.
Yeah, man, we're lucky. We're spoiled for choice in Sydney, right? There's just so many talented people coming up. And they're all doing their best to kind of cut through. So, yeah, there's no shortage of people to spotlight.
So that's December the 12th, 1 month from now at the Campbelltown Arts Centre, El Fresh, special EP launch. It's first Sydney headline show since before the pandemic.
Yeah. My first ticketed show since before the pandemic. It's been a while.
I find that hard to believe because, I mean, obviously pre-pandemic, you were sort of everywhere you looked.
Yeah.
You were playing around town. So hopefully this is going to be the sign of further things to come.
100%. But again, it kind of taps into the whole concept of the EP. Like the pandemic made me reflect on things that I really value and appreciate. And, you know, coming out of it, it's like I haven't really wanted to do shows that didn't excite me or give me a sense of purpose. You know what I mean? Like, I just didn't want to do it because I could do it. I wanted to create something that if people came to it and spent their money to come to it, they're going to get something out of it. They're going to enjoy it. So this feels like the right way to do it.
Campbelltown Arts Centre for Community and Culture on the evening of December the 12th. El Fresh, The Lion. Single and EP out now.
Yeah, it's out now.
It's on vinyl, isn't it?
Yeah. I've got the pre-orders for vinyl happening now, so you can hit my website elfresh.com, pre-order the vinyl. Will be ready before the show, and there'll be copies of the vinyl available at the show as well.
This is very, very exciting stuff, and I know you've probably got big stuff on the horizon, but I'm not going to ask you too much stuff because you want to keep some stuff on the down low, right?
Yeah.
Here he is, El Fresh the Lion with Reincarnated. Thank you so much for joining us here this morning on 2SER Breakfast. I'll put details for the gig up on the website. He is back, baby. 2SER Breakfast.